Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. Wayne Allen Root, the roots is on fire. Welcome to the show. Coming off my hour guest hosting, as I do every Tuesday, of the Alex Jones Show with their gigantic worldwide audience. And I thought I'd start this show with the same thing I talked about on the Alex Jones Show, which is my Donald J. Trump interview from yesterday. For some of you who didn't hear it, and even for those of you who heard it, it's still important, I think, for me to go over some of the key points that came out of this interview, because I think it was groundbreaking. As most of my own fans and listeners pointed out, listening to a Wayne Root Donald Trump interview is not a media interview. It's like a conversation between two friends, and he always lets his guard down and always is much more relaxed around me than he would be around any other media personality. And so you get to hear things you normally would not hear. It's like sitting in, at the kitchen table while two guys talk. And it's amazing and fascinating to hear what they have to say. And so here I am to let you know some of the highlights of my Donald Trump interview yesterday. If you're with us, you heard the interview for an hour or parts of an hour. And if you were not with us, now you'll get a chance to hear a kind of a review of what we heard and what happened. All right, so... first of all, my big idea was for Trump to be Speaker of the House. And sure enough, I brought it up again yesterday that Trump should be Speaker of the House. And I don't know why he would ever endorse Kevin McCarthy, because he's lousy and does a lousy job. And he'll never impeach Biden and Kamala and do what needs to be done. And Trump answered it with, I think, very casually, but I think it becomes a very important news headline all over the world. And I'm sure after I release the video of my interview with him tomorrow, it really becomes a huge news headline, because I'm going to write a column about it. Trump said, I did not say that I would not run for Speaker of the House. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the story slightly wrong. He said, I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy, because I hit him up and I said, why would you endorse Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House? And he said, I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy. That never happened. I endorsed Kevin McCarthy for re-election to his House seat, but not as Speaker of the House. Now I got the story exactly right. Which means Trump must be, why would you argue that if you weren't considering running for Speaker of the House? So he must actually be considering it, and he's keeping it quiet right now because he doesn't want the left to go insane. And he's going to announce his decision after the midterms. That, to me, is what my gut instinct tells me, especially because the second part of his response was, and then I said, well, if you didn't endorse McCarthy, then you should run for Speaker of the House. And his response was, that's a private conversation between you and me at another time, soon. What does that mean? Obviously, he's thinking about it. And obviously, he can't announce it to the world. Maybe it would affect his FEC fundraising. I don't know. Same reason he can't announce he's running for president, because it would affect his FEC fundraising. It's a whole new set of rules. So maybe that would screw with that. I don't know. But it does sound like he's considering it. If he wasn't considering it, he wouldn't have said Part A or Part B. He wouldn't have said, I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker. And he would not have said, that's a discussion between you and me in private at another time soon. Number two, he brought up Bill Barr. And so when he brought up Bill Barr and how terrible Bill Barr is, I brought up that he's a terrible rhino and it was a bad pick by you. As much as I like you, I love you, I think you're great, that was a bad pick from day one. I knew he was a rhino from day one, before this ever happened. And Trump basically said, yeah, it was a bad pick, bad mistake, but it wasn't my fault. I was listening to somebody who I trusted. And that's a problem with Trump. I love him, but he listens to a bunch of rhinos. So I got that out of him, which is amazing. And then he brought up Ashley Babbitt. The gal who's the Air Force veteran, young, attractive gal, Air Force veteran, who was shot dead at the Capitol during the January 6th, as Democrats call it, insurrection. I call it a peaceful protest with a bunch of people who brought American flags and cell phones and took selfies and maybe brought some shaving cream for Nancy Pelosi's seat. But nobody brought a gun and no one tried to kill anyone like in a BLM riot, which didn't result in any congressional hearings, or an Antifa riot that didn't result in any congressional hearings. And I never seen a cop just walk up and shoot someone in the face or in the chest like they did with Ashley Babbitt for no reason. She's unarmed. She posed no threat. It's murder. I believe it's murder. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion that Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Is it Babbitt? Babbitt, I believe it is. Was literally murdered by a Capitol Police officer. And oh, by the way, every time a white police officer shoots a black criminal, not a black suspect, a black criminal who's committing crimes at that moment or fighting the policeman at that moment or threatening the policeman's life at that moment, that becomes a national incident. And the whole nation burns down. That's how infrequently it obviously happens. Because the nation doesn't burn down every 5 minutes. There's very few black suspects actually shot by police, especially ones who are doing nothing wrong. It's very rare. But every time one is shot who is doing something wrong, just because they're black and the cop's white, it becomes a national issue. Now, this I didn't discuss with Trump. This is my own thing. Well, this Capitol policeman was black, and he shot a white girl for no reason, who was doing nothing wrong, was unarmed. Last I checked, it's murder if you shoot someone for an infraction that's a misdemeanor or a trespassing. If she was trespassing in the Capitol, and by the way, 100 people were walking through the door at that moment, she was one of the 100, why shoot her dead? But even if it was trespass, do you shoot everybody dead for trespass? I mean, I think when a cop shoots someone who's guilty of a misdemeanor, it's called murder by police, and the cop goes to jail for murder or manslaughter. So how come when a black cop shoots a white gal, nothing? Nothing at all. Zero. Zip. Zilch. And then Trump and I, but Trump didn't discuss the white-black aspect. He only discussed the fact that a policeman killed her, and what I thought was groundbreaking is, for all intents and purposes, Trump accused a cop of murder. And he got away with it through a cover-up. That was Trump saying that. He didn't use the word murder, but he said she was shot in cold blood for no reason, and they covered it up, and the media says nothing. So I thought that was interesting that Trump would bring it up. Intentional destruction of America. I said this is not incompetence. It is the intentional destruction of America. Trump basically agreed, not in exact words, but for all intents and purposes, he agreed. I said, you know, it's great that you want to be president in 2024, and you probably will be, except we're not going to make it to 2024. And he agreed. I think that's an important part of this interview. He agreed and said it's very much in question whether we make it to 2024. I said this yesterday. He appeared deflated to me. He was not his usual high-energy, ebullient, you know, super positive mood. And I think the reason he was deflated is because he knows what I know. Our country's being destroyed every second of every day, and we may not make it to 2024. His legacy is to be reelected in 2024, but they're never going to get there because America may not exist in 2024. Certainly not the way it exists now, that we all want it to exist. As a capitalist nation, as a free nation, as a republic, as a democracy, won't even exist. He knows that, and he's depressed like I am. He's deflated like I am. He said there's a lot of doubt whether we're going to make it to 2024. I got him to admit that. And then I got him to admit that Biden will probably never run again. He doesn't think he's running against Biden. I agree. And I got him to say it was a show trial. I used the word show trial. He used the words kangaroo court and witch hunt. The January 6th congressional witch hunt. I said it's a communist attack upon America. And one of the proofs is the arrest of Peter Navarro. And the other one is the January 6th witch hunt, which I call a communist show trial. And he basically agreed with every word I was saying. I said it's like Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror. And whatever you see, blame the other guy or gal. Blame your opponent, your opposition, for whatever you're doing wrong. And that's what's happening here. You know, there was no insurrection on January 6th, but there was certainly an insurrection in November when the election was rigged and stolen. And now it's an insurrection with the rigged and stolen election. Their goal is to open the borders and create massive inflation and just let in a tsunami of illegals and put gas at $10 a gallon and just destroy you and me. Destroy us all. That's an insurrection. That's a coup. There was a coup and an insurrection. It wasn't us. And the same thing with the Russian collusion. They tried to steal the election, and they tried to manipulate the election with foreigners voting and illegal aliens voting and steal it with fake ballots. And yet, they called it Russian collusion against Trump. That's funny. Everything they do, they blame the other guy because they studied Saul Alinsky, and that's what he told them to do. So those are the highlights of my interview with President Trump. And when we get back, I've got a column I want to read you called "Will the Whole Hollywood Soon Be Either Dead Like Ray Liotta or Paralyzed Like Justin Bieber? Will they still trust the lies of government and the CDC?" I think you'll love the commentary when we get back from Wayne Allyn Root. And again, it's an opinion piece, and I'm an opinion commentator, and it's simply my opinion that Justin Bieber's paralyzed faith and his face and his wife's stroke, he's 28, she's 26. Ray Liotta's dead in his 60s in his sleep on a movie set. Just more examples, in my opinion, certainly appears like the likely suspect is the vaccine. I'm not an MD. I don't claim to be an MD. I can't state for certain that Ray Liotta died or that Justin Bieber was paralyzed or his wife got a stroke because of the COVID vaccine. But I am an opinion commentator. It's my opinion the vaccine's the likely suspect. And we all have a right to ask questions. We all have a responsibility to try and save our lives for this train wreck, the COVID vaccine. We all have a right and a reason to ask for investigations. What happened to real science where you ask for investigations? That's real science. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hello, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Canceled. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the D.C. Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 Mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. Buy your tickets right now. Counter cancel starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Then listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Toll-free, first 100 callers. Give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Amazing. 855-770-GOLD. Goldgate Capital. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So here's my column, and I may have to rush through it a bit because I don't know if we have enough time to finish it, but will the whole Hollywood... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read this column to lead off hour number two when we have a lot of time. So that'll give you a reason, keep you in suspense and give you a reason to tune in at hour number two, which is 4 o'clock West Coast time, 7 o'clock East, and I'll read you, will the whole Hollywood soon either be dead like Ray Liotta or paralyzed like Justin Bieber? Will they still trust the lies of government and the CDC? Because obviously what I believe is, it's clear in my opinion, but again, it's just my opinion, but to anyone who's not a moron, it's clear that Justin Bieber has a face paralysis as a result of the vaccine. These things never happened to anybody famous that you know in TV or rock and roll or anything else, entertainment or Hollywood, ever until the vaccine. And one of the side effects of the vaccine is, in fact, facial paralysis and is, in fact, shingles. And what he has is a offshoot of shingles. Let's see. The disease he has is called, see if I can find it here. I know it's something Hunt disease. So if I could find it, Ramsey-Hunt disease. Syndrome. Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. And it's from a virus in the shingles family. And I have taught all of you for a year plus now. For a year plus. that shingles is one of the offshoots of this vaccine. Terrible shingles. Matter of fact, I taught you that one of my accountants, who's a young lady in her 30s, almost went blind and almost died from a shingles attack against her eyes as soon as she got the vaccine. Her retina, both retinas detached from her eyes after getting the COVID vaccine. With shingles detached her retinas, she almost died. They had to put her in some sort of a coma, and she almost didn't come out of the coma and almost died. And now she has major severe problems for the rest of her life, and she's blind in one eye. That was right after getting vaccinated. So, you know, he's got his eye closed, Justin Bieber, on one side, and his face paralyzed on one side. The poor guy's life is his face, you know? His life is his face, and it's been destroyed. These people are just horrible, horrible people. And speaking of that, here is speakers during the FDA hearing today, an FDA advisory committee hearing about the vaccine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration met with its vaccine-related biological products advisory committee to discuss Moderna's request for a COVID vaccine for children aged 6 through 17 years of age. And according to the CDC, the incidence of heart inflammation was 4.41 excess per 100,000 who received the Pfizer vaccine for males 18 to 39 versus 6.27 excess cases per 100,000 for Moderna. Some countries in Europe, by the way, have limited the Moderna vaccine. But some people were not too happy about it. Carolyn Bork, 43-year-old researcher, biologist, and mother, she shared her personal nightmare after receiving the Moderna vaccine. I lived a normal, active life and a happy life. I worked full-time, took care of my family, my farm, rescue dogs, and enjoyed multiple physical activities. I took my first Moderna injection in early March 2021. I took the injection because I believed it was needed to protect myself, my family, and others in my community, and it was the right thing to do. After my first injection, I had an anaphylactic reaction, tachycardia, which means your heart racing 100 miles an hour, dizziness, shortness of breath, intense gastro pains that lasted months. My doctors ignored my reaction from the first injection and unbelievably recommended a second shot. They said it was necessary to be safe. I took the second Moderna injection in June of 2021. 2 days after the injection, I could not get out of bed. For 2 days, my right leg and my right arms were weak. I developed here it is, facial paralysis and migraines. My eyesight became fuzzy. I was dizzy and confused. I had no choice but to stay down on the bed. It's been 12 and 15 months of reaction to the injections. I still deal with daily fatigue, dizziness, memory problems, nerve and joint pains, burning of the skin, numbness, ringing of the ears, headaches, tingling sensations in my body. My face droops and my right hand tremors. The injection has badly harmed my life, my family, my work, my health. They've taken me away from everything that made my life happy and fulfilling. And there are no effective treatments that can help me. I've seen numerous specialists try special diets and supplements. I've found no answers or guidance. There is no pathway to improvement. No one knows if I will ever get better. The effects of the shots are so extreme and never-ending. Wow. Bad story, folks. The vaccine is not good.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
War now.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Stocks struggled mightily Tuesday to remain on the plus side. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 bounced up and down as the bear market continues. But when will inflation peak? Here's Themis Trading co-founder Joseph Saluzzi.
How high will prices go? And it's still undetermined, so I think that's why we're going to continue to see nervousness in the markets.
Trading across markets was calmer, if still tentative, following Monday's worldwide rout. The House panel investigating the January 6th insurrection made the case in its second hearing Monday that several of Donald Trump's advisors warned him against making false claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. But they claim he would not listen. The 9-member panel is trying to make the case that Trump and those allies who helped him were deliberately lying as he pushed those election falsehoods in the weeks ahead of the insurrection. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Money on the Roof, Ron Unfiltered, sponsored by a wonderful event coming up in Las Vegas next week. It's called Counter Canceled. It's the coolest conference ever. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Counter Canceled. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there talking about the topics of the D.C. swamp, the deep state, the Bilderbergs, and the World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to ever talk about or hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Canceled, banned, or labeled as conspiracy theorists, which means they're too close to the truth. We've got them speaking at Counter Canceled. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, way down the route. Buy your tickets now. Counter Canceled starts next week, June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com. All right, my guest is here, Josh Manning. We always have such great conversations. We get along really well, and people just enjoy our repartee. Josh is senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, and he's here to talk about today's most popular stories at Western Journal, one of the most highly trafficked conservative websites in the United States. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Wayne, thanks for having me on. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. I see some of the big stories you've got here. If I was a chicken, I'd be really, really nervous. I see that thousands of chickens were killed in a massive farm fire, and that's just one of like 20 things that have happened in the last 4 months. The largest pork company in the U.S. shuts down in California, and all these farms and plants are burning to the ground. What do you think is going on?
I don't know. What I do know, Wayne, is that as soon as Facebook puts up a missing context, one of those little missing context buttons, when I see a post from a friend, it means that post is probably important. And we have been seeing those little missing context buttons come up whenever somebody posts about something happening on a farm or in food processing or in something like that. And there have been, I pulled this story actually from a few days ago because it was unbelievably popular and I wanted to bring it to the audience. But we cataloged 7 major farm fires in the U.S. in about the last 2 weeks. So we're talking about there was a giant barn in Hanover Township, Ohio. It burned. They thought there was a person in the building. They ended up not finding anybody, but that burned down. Then in Rhode Island, another farm fire. That had in that one, there were 40 horses. They did not end up getting injured, thankfully. But get this, it was the second fire at the same site in 2 days. Now, if you go back to last Saturday before last, you've got a multi-alarm fire at a barn in Cedarville, New York. That night, tens of thousands of chickens, same night, died in a fire at an egg production plant in Wright County, Minnesota. On Friday, 70 dairy cows escaped when their barn in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania caught fire. On May 28th, fire in Levine, Arizona, which is just southwest of where I am in Phoenix. There was a fire that killed more than 100 animals. That includes chickens, goats, and sheep, plus 2 dogs. 7 fires at 6 facilities between May 28th and last Monday. That is unbelievable. Then you look at the egg fire. Let's see here. This was back on it was the Wright County one in Minnesota, where they had thousands of birds that burned to death in a fire out there. And Wayne, I mean, look, you know the old red car thing, right? They say if somebody tells you look for red cars, man, you'll see red cars nonstop because you're thinking about them. Maybe that's what's happening with this, Wayne. Maybe. But all I know is that I don't remember seeing this kind of coverage of livestock carnage and farm carnage in my entire life, and I grew up in farming country in the deep South. And I've never seen anything like this before. When you have 10,000 chickens die overnight, I mean, that puts a dent in the egg markets. That's going to put a dent in the chicken markets out there. We've got a country right now where we don't have enough baby formula. We
or
don't
tampons.
Have enough products on
or
the shelves.
Tampons.
And
you know
now
that?
We're losing farm products.
Josh, do you know, I mentioned, or tampons. Do you realize there's a massive tampon shortage now? Yeah. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, well, so we're running a piece on that as well. I love the headline for it. Joe Biden just set women back 93 years. 93 years ago.
You know what my, I'm writing that. You want to know my title's going to be? Joe Biden's War on Young Women. And that's, right? That's what it is.
It's exactly right. It is the weirdest thing. And I know I think you're still up in Vegas. I haven't been up there in a while, but when I go through the grocery stores here in Phoenix, we've got plenty, you know, it's a very well-developed metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Giant swaths of food and products missing from the shelves. It looks like something I would have expected to see when I was in communist China 10 years ago, not in the U.S. today.
Yes, well, you know, out here in Vegas, where we have a real city, the shelves are pretty well stocked because, you know, there's a need in America when Hunter Biden is the son of the president. We take care of strippers and prostitutes, and so Vegas shelves are still full. Everything's fine here.
Land is supporting Vegas,
right? Porn stars, you know, we're just rich in all kinds of different groups in Las Vegas, and so they're sending us all the food and the bread and the grains. They want to keep feeding the hookers and the porn stars.
That's incredible.
Would
you have ever expected this?
No. They're turning America into a sh-hole. That's what they're doing.
Yes.
They made a joke about Trump saying those countries are sh-holes. Let's say crap holes. And that's what they're turning America into. They want us to be Mexico. They want us to be Central America, Zimbabwe, Haiti. Why? Because they love equity, otherwise known as equality and social justice. They want us to be as poor as all the crap holes in the world. And by the way, I never got to give you my opinion, Josh, of why these things are burning to the ground. I'll tell you what I think. I think this is eco-terrorism, like eco-terrorism. In other words, I think liberals are purposely burning food processing plants to the ground. You can't tell me it's a coincidence that something like 24 plants have burned in 4 months. This is not a coincidence. This is liberals trying to make us all eat bugs. They don't want us eating meat or chicken or pork or fish. They want us starving like Cuba and eating bugs and grains. And, of course, there's no more grains, so we'd be stuck with bugs.
All right, so you want to tie in on that? This is interesting. There's a wildfire in Arizona called the Pipeline Fire. Now, as soon as the name came out, leftist environmentalist wackos jumped on Twitter. They said, pipelines are dangerous, pipelines are dangerous. We've told you now, pipeline's on fire. It's the Pipeline Fire. Well, Wayne, there was no pipeline on fire. They called it the Pipeline Fire because it was near a path that was created when they laid down a pipeline. There's no pipeline there. The pipeline isn't on fire, pardon me. And it was set, they think it was set by a human. Now, that's an interesting thing that a pipeline fire would kick off. Sounds great. Sounds like the oil industry is responsible for it. Sounds like big energy is responsible for it. But it was actually started by a person. We know environmentalist terrorists exist. We have seen them work in the past. They are one of the reasons that so much timberland is off limits. They are one of the reasons that there are far fewer oil leases than there should be. It's this radical environmentalist agenda. And I think they are continuing to work in America today, making our lives miserable, making us pay $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon.
Right, there you go. And by the way, it's interesting because I have a super fan of my show, and she emails me all the time, and she emailed me like 3 times in the last 4 days to say that her friend has a Tesla, you know, an electric car, Tesla, and she says her life is misery. I don't know if this is in the whole country, but I can't imagine it's only in Vegas. I was joking about Vegas being such a great place, but she says that in Vegas, she has to pull over to charge her car. 95% of the charging stations are broken. So when she pulls over, she can't charge it, and the car dies. And it's funny, because you're telling me a story here. I'm looking at your notes. Journalist takes road trip in electric car and spends more time charging than sleeping. Now says she appreciates gas, right? It's the same kind of story.
Yes, I absolutely love this story. This is from a Rachel Wolf over at the Wall Street Journal. She decided that she would take one of these Kia EV6 electric vehicles out, and she would take it across the country. She likes doing road trips. She thought it would be fun, and she's going to, you know, let's see what it's like. Man, so she chronicled the thing, and by the end of it, Wayne, she says that gas smells oh so sweet. And what had happened... What she had the same experience. They would go somewhere and the charger wouldn't work. Or they went to a car dealership. I can't remember where this was. It might have been Mississippi. They went to a car dealership. They had a charging station. Nobody there knew how to use it. The mechanic right. didn't know how to use it. He sent them inside. The folks inside asked if they had talked to the mechanic. Nobody knew how to use the thing. Then most of the chargers they ran into were not actual fast chargers. Now they
right. were slow
fast chargers.
Yeah.
But it took them longer to charge the car than she slept overnight. She slept 16 hours on the trip. She charged for 18.
And I'm sure, like Vegas, all over the country, a lot of them are broken, too, or vandalized, or whatever the reason is, they just don't work. All my rich friends who have Teslas, they just use them for shopping around town, then they go home and plug them in the garage electric. They don't use any electric chargers. If you need to use one, it turns out you're screwed. Hey, Josh, stay with us for the next segment. Hang through the break. Wayne Allyn-Root with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, RootForAmerica.com.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps hair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So Chris here. We are having some slight technical issues. We are talking to Western Journal's Josh Manning. Josh, welcome back to the program. We are going to try to reconnect you with Las Vegas. All right, enough with the Bon Jovi. So what else are you touching upon there at Western Journal?
Well, one of my favorites that we have had recently is the story of a pregnant woman who used an AR-15 to defend her home. Now, Chris, you and I have both been watching the coverage of the mass shootings, and of course the first thing everybody goes for is the AR-15s, right? Well, this woman actually needed an AR-15. And as Democrats tend to say, like, you'll see it on Twitter, well, why in the world do you need an AR-15? I can't understand why you would need one. Those are just made for killing. They're not made for hunting. They're not made for recreation. Hey.
Those baby formula shortages, you got to do what you got to do, Josh. I'm just saying.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So what else you got over there? Because we're trying to reconnect with Wayne.
Yeah. So, well, here's my point. There's a great story about a woman whose home was invaded. Their house was invaded. She was there. Her husband was there, and their two kids were there. Two masked men came in, armed, attacked her husband. One of them made a play for her 11-year-old daughter, and when that happened, the woman, who was pregnant at the time, pulled out, guess what, her AR-15, and she let loose. The woman ended up saving her life, her daughter's life, their other child's life, their unborn baby's life, and her husband's life, and how did she do it? She did it with an AR-15.
Yes.
And so this puts the lie to this whole idea that AR-15s are only weapons of war. Well, you know what? Everything's a weapon of war. Rocks are weapons of war. It just depends on the kind of war you're fighting and how much tech there is.
Hey, Josh, I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Hey, Wayne. Yeah,
here we go.
Good to have you.
I had some sort of problem with the audio, but I'm back, and I heard everything you just said. And you know, listen, when you say rocks are a part of war, yeah, look at the Palestinians. They throw rocks at Jewish soldiers in Israel and try and kill them, and sometimes they're able to injure them badly or kill them. And I always use this example. In Vegas, right? I mean, we have drunk driving accidents. We must lead the nation in drunk driving accidents because we're the only town I've ever been in where people are killed in drunk driving accidents at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's very scary that people are drunk at 10 in the morning. I don't drink. I've never drank in my entire life. Should I lose my car or my driving privileges because some person who I don't know gets in the car drunk and kills someone? Well, it's the same thing with guns. What do I have to do with a crazy person who kills 18 kids in a school? Nothing. It's horrible. I don't like it. I think it's horrible. I hate it. I want to stop it. I want a person with a gun to be at the door to provide security to stop the crazy person with a gun at that school. But my real point is, I can't help it if a crazy person takes a gun and kills people, but it certainly should not affect my rights to own and use a gun.
No, I agree completely. And I want to know where this wonderful world that the left says is out there. Where is this world where, oh, if you outlaw guns, everyone will be perfectly fine, perfectly safe? They've had to talk about outlawing knives in Great Britain because after they outlawed guns, mass stabbing started.
Right.
They have stab-proof backpacks for children in London.
Josh, you're the only one who knows this. Besides me, you're the only one who knew it. You know, I had a debate with the ultimate anti-gun guys, Piers Morgan in England.
Yeah,
Piers Morgan had his own show on CNN like 7 years ago called Piers, and he asked me to be a guest, and he ambushed me. I didn't even know the topic was guns. He told me it was a different topic. When I got on the air, he opened up by saying, all those children were killed at Sandy Hook and Wayne Root loves guns. And I was like, what?
Oh,
total ambush. But anyway, so then we got into a 10-minute debate on guns, even though I was completely unprepared and unaware that was the topic. And I said to him, are you aware that violent crime is 3.5 times higher in England than in the United States? Mm. And it's all with guns? With knives? And you have 3.5 times higher violent crime rate. And he was shocked and didn't know what to say and said, I'm going to go research that. I can't believe that's true. I said, it's absolutely true. It's FBI statistics versus your version of the FBI statistics. So it's 3.5 times higher. Luckily, I knew that when I was being ambushed and I came up with a good defense, and he had no idea what to say.
Oh, no, yeah, and just no class at all to do that. I mean, we know what he did to Trump. It's the guy's just a fraud.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there's one more story here that you wanted to talk about. Bill Gates trying to get rid of meat, and Elon Musk was literally stopping a Russian electronic warfare attack. How are those two connected? I'm not sure what those two have to do with one another.
So I love this. This was fantastic. Talk about a tale of two billionaires. So, you know, Gates sits out there talking about how, oh, for the world to go on, for us to be able to feed ourselves, we've got to go to lab-grown meat, et cetera, et cetera. He's trying to get rid of beef, trying to get rid of cows. Man hates cows for some reason. Who knows why? Anyway, so that's his big deal. Well, while he was in the midst of that campaign, all the craziness in Ukraine broke out. And what is amazing, while Gates was doing that, Elon Musk was moving Starlink over Ukraine so that they could have command and control options. The Russians attacked Starlink, and while Bill was trying to figure out how to get rid of meat, Elon and his crew sat over there programming, and they actually did what's called a sling. They slung code up to the satellites that let them reroute their way around the Russian jamming and restore power to comms to the Ukrainians.
Hey Josh. Josh, we're up against the news break, and we're running out. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.